Welcome back to My Biased Opinion. My name is Michael Henson. I'm really glad that you decided to join me, take a few minutes out of your day, and to listen to My Biased Opinion for a little bit. I've got something a little bit different that I want to talk about and just work through. If this is your first time joining me, you'll find that most of what I discuss here is super opinion-based. There's not a lot of research that goes into it. And it's more designed to provoke thought and maybe change or awaken us to different perspectives than it is to actually like say this is the way things have to be. I feel like I'm kind of upfront with it. It's my opinion and it's biased right there in the podcast title. Today, I want to talk a little bit about something that was spawned by a quote in a book that I just recently finished reading. The quote is, "The beginning is painful, the middle is messy, and the ending is gorgeous." Thanks for joining me. Thanks for taking the time. Let's go ahead and dive in. On a recent long drive, I had all sorts of time to think. I thought about my life, my goals and my dreams, my current status, and where I want to be down the road. As I said, it was a long drive, so I had a couple of hours. Initially, my thoughts centered around struggles, frustrations, areas of stalemate, and crazy dreams and ideas of things that I want to do, even though I know I won't actually do them. See, there are major parts of me that want to run away from everything that's hurting me. Other parts want to throw in the towel, to stop doing anything worthwhile and just shut down. There's another part that wants to fight, and fight dirty. To lash out at those I feel like don't appreciate me the way they should, and to let fly with all of the areas I feel like they're failing in their own endeavors. And there's a small part, and an embarrassingly small part, that wants to fight, but fight nobly. To fight with excellence and patience and love. Driving through the night, weaving through construction zones and interchanges, my thoughts seemed to follow suit, flowing from one lane of thought to another, and as objectively as possible, I examined them. I couldn't help but be struck by the paradox, the dysfunction, the misalignment of it all. See, I don't want to do anything anymore, but at the same time, I don't want to quit. I refuse to quit. Since I had time, I decided to dive into that a bit. So, what is it about humanity that consistently seems to drop most of us into the same place? I've talked to so many people and come to the conclusion that most of us visit this particular brand of purgatory time and time again. We find ourselves racing through life like those remote-controlled Hot Wheel cars that go from zero to full speed at like the half press of a button. And then just as quickly, we find ourselves like those same Hot Wheel cars that if you're anything like me, end up careening off the track because we failed to know when to let off the gas a bit and lean into the corner. Time and again, it's easy to land outside the track in the dark, upside down and confused. We can hear the progress and the possibilities just on the other side of that barrier. We want to experience it, but we're not sure if we have the mental, spiritual, or emotional bandwidth to just try one more time. From this dark place, it's hard to see the light. And frankly, it's really easy to convince ourselves that we don't care. But if that's true, what about that small, noble part that whispers with intensity, fight on? What about that vein of grit that seems to harden in our spines and sometimes in our heads, that revs up the old adrenaline production systems to prep us for another round in the ring or another lap around the track? Wrestling with this concept, I've come to realize that this isn't about survival. We hear about the fabled human survival instinct that stories tell us enables miraculous feats. But this goes beyond that. This is an instinct for impact. Something hand-carved into the dust that formed us from the foundation of the world and that calls us to live a life that's larger than anything we can imagine. It's not just about surviving. It's about impacting our world and leaving behind a legacy that someone else can come along and build upon. I'm not 100% on what those other voices are. Maybe my demons. Maybe past hurts. maybe whispers behind my back that I've unconsciously assimilated into my identity or self-worth, but they don't lead me anywhere worthwhile. In fact, they leave me circling the track from outside the fence, hating those strong enough to brave the spotlights and the intensity of what's going on inside it. If you find yourself in the same place, if this sounds familiar at all, I'm here to tell you that you have a choice. You have been created for a purpose. We all have. You have gifts, talents, and specific abilities crafted into the fibers of your DNA that hold the potential for things that only you can accomplish. But you have to make a decision. Are you going to brush the dirt, blood, and scabs from previous wipeouts off, square your shoulders, and do the hard things that are going to take you around that track in a way no one else can go? Or are you going to settle for the bitter soreness of never-ending disappointment as you listen to the cheers and taste the excitement of those around you as they tap into who they are created to be and accomplish incredible things? I have no choice but to fight on, to scrape off those rough edges, to forego my pity party, and to get back in that race. It's not always fun. It's almost always painful. But the alternative is a life spent waiting for something to happen that's never going to appear. Like the quote I started with, the beginning is painful, the middle is messy, but the ending will be gorgeous. No matter what stage you're in, I hope that you'll join me. You'll embrace the challenges and keep fighting your fight. Are you in? While you ponder that question, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I hope that this resonates with you and hope that it challenges you. I hope that somehow this podcast can shift your perspective or can wake you up or can shake you just enough, gently enough, that it causes you to want to change and become who you're created to be. That's my point. That's why I do this. Not so I can hear my voice, not so I can spend time editing podcast pieces together, but so that there's an impact, something that will inspire you, something that will challenge you, something that will maybe even slap you in the face enough to wake you up and get you back in that race, to wake you up and encourage you to be the person that God created you to be. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time. If you want to connect with me, you can do so. You can find me at my website, michaelehenson.com. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook at michaelehenson. You can shoot me an email. My email address is on my website. Easy enough to contact me there or on Instagram. I truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen today, and I'm wishing you all the best. Keep on keeping on, fam.